Well, on the weekend here in Brisbane, there was an event, a Senate Candidates Forum. Now, it was a public holiday long weekend, remember. Saturday night, around about 600 people got together and heard what the Senate candidates from some of the majors and some of the minor parties had to say in relation to what was important to them and answering the audience questions of the night. In just a moment, I'm going to speak with the organiser of that, but let me give you a bit of a colour of the tone of the evening.
Welcome everybody to the 2022 Voting Matters Queensland Senate Candidate Forum. My name is Kevin James. I'm very pleased to be your MC tonight. If you want to know more about voting matters and other things, you will find on your seats various flyers. But the Voting Matters website is votingmatters.com.au.
And late last year, I was invited to a meeting to discuss the vaccine mandates that were coming in on December 17 last year. And I was told there were about 50 or 60 people were expected. And in the end, around 600 people turned up and they were out the door. It was probably more than they're here tonight. And I knew straight away that this was an issue I had to fight for. I knew that would be difficult because I was probably going to disagree with my own party, the Liberal National Party. But, as I say, I went back to Canberra the following week and I represented those views and voted against vaccine mandates in the Australian Senate. Now,
some people go into politics, they go in it for money, they go in it for fame. I don't trust those people. If you see someone in Parliament and they're in an empty suit, you can't tell where they stand. I can't trust those people. You've got to see fire in someone's belly. You've got to see someone believes in a cause. Now, with me, I can say I've put my future on the line. I've put my career on the line. At the University of Queensland, the Chinese government, they went after me.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to introduce myself, I've been a Lord Mayor of Brisbane. I built tunnels and bridges and bikeways. I planted 2 million trees. I worked on environmental projects. I warned people about flooding in Brisbane, and I actually helped in the clean-up in 2011. I've been a Premier, faced with some really difficult choices, which I still wear the political odium for today. But I just say to you, rhetorically, why would anybody sane make so many difficult and unpopular decisions if they weren't done for the most important reasons? And that was to save money, to reduce taxes and improve the economy of Queensland.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker is Ilona Lahn.
So my name is Ilona Lahn. I'm a natural health advocate, freedom of choice ambassador, and I am the Senate candidate for the Informed Medical Options Party. This isn't my first time round. I've also been the state leader for the Informed Medical Options Party in 2020, where we boasted 31 candidates. So third time round for me. What I want to know is right here, right now, is where have all the politicians been? Where were the politicians back in 2015 when No Jab, No Pay and Play was implemented? The discrimination, segregation, coercion policy that should never have been passed.
Speaker is Jason Miles.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming out tonight. Big thank you to Jill for putting this on. I'll say this, I'll start with this. I'm going to take a different approach because I've always taken a different approach to the passion I've got, which is for the people. For me, this journey started, well, let's just say a long time ago. In 2018, I finished 29 years of corporate and I spent the next 2,000 hours researching cancer for my wife, who's here tonight. She went through some pretty bad treatments, some pretty harsh times. And for me, what I uncovered, because I'm a wellness coach as well, and what I uncovered about the pharmaceutical industry, and not just that, the cohorts that they exist and their tentacles and where they spread, disgusted me.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jewel, to you and your team for putting this excellent event on. Thank you all for turning up. Thank you to my fellow candidates. My name is George Christensen. I'm a former Member of Parliament of about 2 weeks ago. I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative. I'm a lover of freedom, a fighter for freedom, a patriot. a former journalist, sorry, don't mark me down on that, the father of a beautiful, almost two-year-old baby girl, the husband to a wife who was an immigrant to this country, the son of a father who was a small businessman, a mother who was also an immigrant and a housewife, both who lived with disabilities their entire lives, the grandson of a Mackay cane farmer and a Glaswegian wharfie, so I don't know about that political pedigree. But I'm now a proud member of Pauline Hanson's One Nation.
If you're ready, Clive, we can get you on, or I'll give you a rest. You
wanna... That's okay.
Okay, you've got 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I'll let you know.
I apologise, I'm late. I had to go to another meeting like this. So
all good. Where you go?
Oh, Tim Tams. First of all, let me say we can never trust Liberal, Labor or the Greens again. They've deserted you, right? It's Liberal and Labor that have given you $1 trillion of debt. We know all about the pandemic and vaccines, and there's a lot of very good speakers talking to you about that. Tonight I want to tell you where we're going to, what the real agenda was. While we were busy with the vaccine and terrible things were happening in our country, the government ran up over $1 trillion of debt. And that really means that interest rates are going to rise on home loans. It means we're going to go from 2 to 4%. At the moment, 40% of Australians are under mortgage stress. When it goes from 2 to 4%, 60% of Australians lose their homes. When it goes from 4 to 6%, 80% of all Australians will be homeless. Then the government will have to say they'll bring in a lease system, buy the houses off the banks and lease them back to you. You'll be happy, but you'll own nothing. That's what's going to happen.
I wasn't political when I had a young family. I had my husband and I, 37 years. I had 4 young children. When I learnt about Citizens Electoral Council, I wasn't political then. I thought, I'm doing a hard enough job as it is. We had one wage. But I couldn't ignore certain things that were going on in the 80s and early 90s, which got me political, and that was all the privatisation, deregulation. You had the amalgamation of councils.
My name's Heston Russell, and I founded the Australian Values Party in September, and I'm now standing as the lead Senate candidate for the Australian Values Party here in Queensland. I employ one staff member, my friend Sam, who's been with me the last 2 years, and my team of advisors is my mother, who's a registered nurse here in Prince Charles, my sister, who's studying nursing, my father, who's a veteran of 34 years in the Army, my stepfather, who is an electrician up in the Moorvale coal mine, my niece, born with cerebral palsy, who lives in a wheelchair her whole life, and my nephew, who's in 17 in grade 12 and has lived the realities of being restricted from being around school in his community the last 2 years. My own story is I grew up here in Brisbane, went to school out at Fernie Grove and left at 17 to join the military, where I spent 4 years in Canberra, the Defence Force Academy and RMC, and then 3 years in Townsville, where I deployed to East Timor. And then I joined the Special Forces in 2010, where I served 4 deployments to Afghanistan and 1 to Iraq.
So that's just a bit of the colour of the evening, a range of candidates at the Senate Candidates Forum on Saturday night. In just a moment, I'll speak with the organiser of the event. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Steve Austin's my name. Been bringing you the details, or a bit of the colour from a Senate Candidate Forum that took place between Brisbane and the Gold Coast on Saturday night. Jewel Burbidge is the organiser of the event, and she is also the president of Voting Matters. Jewel, just remind me who Voting Matters is, please.
Voting Matters was started 6 years ago as a result of my concern about what was happening in the world, and I could see that politicians weren't really addressing the crux of issues and they were getting things wrong. And so I just started with like-minded people who were concerned, and it's just simply grown from there. And every month we meet, we get experts, we look behind policy areas, the policies that politicians make decisions on, and we can often not correlate the decisions with the reality of the situations with the policies. And so we become informed, education, information.
All right, you had a reasonable spread of different Senate candidates on Saturday night. How many people turned up for the event, roughly, do you know?
It was about 600. A few people came in without having booked, so it was about 600.
Which is pretty healthy for a public holiday long weekend, as I understand it.
Yes, it was, yes. And I was concerned about the timing, but, you know, public holidays, election, well, you just got to fit it in where you can. I was very pleased, though, that Matt's Canavan flew down especially for it. So did Christensen. Clive was up in Warwick for the day, but he used his helicopter to make sure that he came down for it too. So I was very, very pleased with the response, that they wanted to talk to the people.
Now, what was the basis of selecting the speakers? How did you select the speakers, just briefly?
Well, basically, I contacted every political party and just asked them who was available. One Nation, for instance, Pauline is in Adelaide or somewhere for the weekend. So you have to just coordinate all these things as to who's available. I did invite everyone from every political party, as I always do, and Labor, the Greens and the Reason Party declined the invitation. But these other people did accept and sent along someone who represented their party.
My guess is...
I only have one from each party, of course.
My guess is Jill Burbage. She's president of Voting Matters. It's a grassroots or citizens organisation that organised the event on Saturday night. You can actually see the whole event of the speakers online on the Voting Matters website. What was the premise of the evening, Jill Burbage?
The premise of the evening was compare apples to apples. Yeah, I point out that everyone walks into the ballot box and they see this Senate paper, which is absolutely humongous, with all of these names. The names mean nothing to people. I wanted people to understand that behind those names are a diverse array of people, personalities, capabilities, and I wanted them to get a flavour for... You've really got to have a good look at who you're giving your vote to. And don't just blindly follow instructions from some party. Have a darn good look. And one of the things I pointed out at the beginning of the evening was in the Senate, you can vote above the line or below the line. And, of course, the parties want you to vote above the line. But I pointed out that some of the people who were there tonight, that night, may impress you. So if you want them to get into the Senate, you've got to vote below the line for them.
What questions came from the audience? So you had roughly 600 people there. What questions came from the audience? Was there an overall theme or a policy issue that kept coming up throughout the evening?
Well, we had 27 questions, which is a pretty good effort. And I really give credit to my MC, Kevin James. He's absolutely brilliant. He got through everything. An awful lot about the mandates and people having lost their jobs.
The mandate being the vaccine mandates.
Yes, the vaccine mandate.
Now they were a state issue. They were a state issue. Why was that raised in a federal election forum?
Because many people point out, they didn't say this at this, but people have pointed out to me outside that forum that the national cabinet was put together and the federal government absolved itself of responsibility for the operational matters by. Forming the national cabinet, handing it over to the state government. And so many people see that the federal government did not accept their responsibility and they're very unhappy about the way it was done. Labor, for instance, have said that the Palaszczuk government's model that they used would be what Labor in federal government would use. And a lot of people are unhappy about that because they're not happy about what happened in Queensland. And so I think the people on the ground are very much looking at the party politics behind everything rather than federal, state boundaries. And they're just very concerned about the management of the whole thing.
Do you get the sense that the major parties, the big two in particular, the Coalition and the Labor Party, are somehow on the nose more than they have been in previous federal elections?
Well, most certainly I do. I'm just an individual sitting in the suburbs surrounded by people, you know, like-minded friends. All of my friends are astute, they question. And so it's a certain demographic. But most certainly what I see is I've never seen so much anger before a federal election. I addressed a really large meeting down at Redlands about 6 months ago, and I pointed out to those people, have you ever seen anything like this? 6 months before an election, before it's even called, people turning up. There were about 2,000 people there. And this is the kind of concern out there in the suburbs where people are losing their jobs. I know so many professionals, particularly medical professionals and educational professionals, who have, they are supposedly not unemployed, but they've been suspended without pay and they're not on the unemployment list. And people are very angry. They're losing their houses. People are losing their businesses. People's businesses are being shut down.
And they blame the major parties for this, Jill Burbidge.
Most definitely they do. Well, right. They're in government, aren't they?
They're the ones
making these decisions.
I'll have to go. Thank you very much. Are you holding any more of these forums between now and the federal election date?
We hold monthly meetings.
Okay.
Between now and the federal election, no, there's no time.
Right.
And people are very busy running around handing out corporates and things, aren't they?
Well, I'll have to leave it there, Jill Burbidge. Thank you very much. Jill Burbidge is president of Voting Matters. And you can actually see all of the audio and the candidates at the event on their website, votingmatters.com.